Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4am Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Okay, Wendy, go ahead. We're on the air.
Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Journal of Forum Radio program. This is Revolution Radio. We are the number one commercial-free, listener-supported internet talk radio station in the world. We're located at freedomslips.com. That's freedomslips, S-L-I-P-S.com. Or you can go revolution.radio, revolution.radio, if not the freedomslips.com. And you can get on that way and listen to us on Studio A. By the way, just to let you know, I want to thank my co-host and my producer tonight, Mr. Nick Pearson.
Hello.
I also want to say a warm welcome, thanks to Richard Kane, who's doing a little hiatus for us right now. And I want to thank Richard for last week and for everything he does for us at the Granada Forum. Thank you, Richard. Also, too, Red, if you're listening in the chat room, we want to thank Red as well. And we need to talk to you, Red, so we hope you're listening, and we'll have to give you a phone call tomorrow. There you go. So we have a good show tonight. I do have Mr. Wonderful from up north, Gary Arnold. I'll have Gary give out his website when we get him on, but I know he's listening. We have scheduled Deborah Tavares for www.stopthecrime.net. She will be on next Friday, which is June 5th, the first week, guys. So, gosh, guys, May has just flown like a beaver, and yeah. I don't know where the days are going. Today is the 29th, if I'm not mistaken. I pretty got this right. By the way, too, we'll give a couple of announcements, and we'll get into some stuff. No problem. And we also want to thank Revolution Radio. By the way, guys, if you want to check out the homepage, live equivalent to a cup of coffee, we appreciate it to keep the paid programming on the air. So just, hey, if it's just a couple of bucks, we'll take it because, like I said, it's a cup of coffee. We're just very grateful to keep the paid programming on the air. And you can check out the homepage on Revolution Radio. So we want to thank you for that and for supporting us and supporting the radio station. Lots of information coming out, and some good, some not, but we're fighting. Guys, we're in somewhat of a kind of a war, physically, mentally, and spiritually, so it's on various levels right now, so you should know that, and if you don't, you do now. I'm going to give out some health information. By the way, real quick, Nikki and myself and Nick, we're on the radio every Tuesday, Cowgirl, myself, and Nick joins us every Tuesday morning from 9 to 11. Every Tuesday morning is our health show. And then Mr. Pearson, Lone Gunman here, he does a show from 7 to 9 on Tuesday nights. And I know that Nick played something from Gates and from Social Tracing, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. So Nick played that on Thursday night on his show.
Mr. Pearson? Sounds so formal.
So, well, I call it Social Tracing, but that's what they I think they're calling it. They're trying to trace every American in America. It's absolutely absurd, but this is what they're trying to do. And we're going to play some video and play some audio and tell people how to if they want to listen, how they can find it. So we'll give that out in a few minutes, real quick. I'm just going to make a few quick announcements and find out what Mr. Graff is up to. We'll probably see if Cousin Bob has got a few things to say too, and then we'll ask Nick to play. By the way, too, on Tuesday show, on the morning show, on our health show, we want to give this out. Excuse me. I need some water. By the way, we played two different audio tapes that were on BitChute. One is called "The Biggest Deception." The biggest deception on the whole world, endgame plan. So biggest deception on the whole world, endgame plan. Biggest deception on the whole world, endgame plan. And we put about 34-minute DVD or video, whatever. And it's pretty amazing. Graphics are pretty good, but it's unbelievable. It's very good. And then we also played... what was our second one we did? Was that the one we did? You played two. We played one or two in the morning on Tuesday, Nick.
Depends on which one you're talking about.
Well, we played The Biggest Deception, so that was like 34 minutes.
Yeah, the ones I did on Tuesday were...
Was
Meet Bill Gates, which gave you a history of who Bill Gates was and where he came from. And the other one was from the Freedom Lover 1977, I think it was, who was a girl in California who applied to be a contact tracer.
That's right.
And she told everybody, it's like, this is what they're actually doing, because these are the questions and this is the information they're giving you on the application to be a contact tracer. And the amount of surveillance that they're actually implementing is just absolutely phenomenal. They are going to know every single move you make. If you fart in your own bed in the middle of the night, they're going to know you did it.
Yeah. And it's very scary, Nick. It's beyond words. Bob played a tape of something. I think it's the same one you played. And it was just amazing. Just amazing. I mean, I was just blown away, and I said, you know, this is George Orwell. This is 1984. This is it. This is at your front door now.
Yeah, this is watching George Orwell's writings actually come to fruition.
Yeah.
They are. You know, back when that book was published, and also with Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, read it. People probably read it and they went, oh, this could never happen.
Right.
And they were both saying, no, this is actually what is going on. And we're seeing it happen right in front of us.
Right.
Quickly,
yeah.
By the way.
John, Mr. Graff, I'm going to give you the ring. By the way, real quick, Nick, give out the videos again one more time that you played. And then I'm going to do a couple announcements and ask John if he wants to talk for a few minutes, and then and we'll get going here.
Okay, well, the first one is called Meet Bill Gates.
Meet Bill Gates. Okay.
Yeah, if you go on YouTube and you look up just type in Meet Bill Gates, you can find it. The other one, I don't remember what the name of it is off the top of my head, but if you look for, I believe it's Freedom Lover 1977, you can probably dig it up.
Okay.
And if not, during the show, if you please go to freedomslips.com, go in the chat room. I'll post a link up on there.
Well, thanks, Nick. I appreciate that. Thanks so much on that one. Okay, I'm going to give a few announcements, guys, and then we're going to and then get to ask John. By the way, John, there was a lot of chemtrail in the air in the valley today, just to let you know. So maybe there might have been chem by you, but there's definitely chem by me in the valley, dude.
Mysterious clouds. I mean, they weren't. They didn't look like moisture clouds, so. Yeah. I didn't see any physical aircraft.
Oh, there was on mine. Oh God, it was unbelievable. I think also too, John, real quick, they sprayed on top of above the coastal clouds that came in the morning and mid afternoon, and when everything departed, but then in the valley, boy, they came like rabbits, like they normally do, and they just doused it us. Yeah. So, unfortunately, yep. Okay, guys, real quick, 5G, unbelievable. Julie Levine, check out 5GFreeCalifornia.com. That's 5GFreeCalifornia.com. Check it out for 5G. Really, really great stuff. And definitely check out the biggest deception, the whole world end game plan. Biggest deception, whole world end game plan. Yeah, check that out. And check out 5GFreeCalifornia.com. All right. Real quick, too. We're going to give out some stuff. 201 event, if you want to go, just go 201 event, John Hopkins University, it'll come up. 201 event, John Hopkins University, will come up, no problem. Okay. Oh, God. Okay, let me get out this, and then we'll go, John. Okay, first of all, you can take liquid oxygen, guys, which is hydrogen peroxide food grade. And you can take that. That'll kill all kinds of bugs and viruses and stuff and all kinds of stuff. You just, after you take it, you have to wait about 3 to 4 hours before taking any vitamins, and you're good to go for the rest of the day, and then you're good. So no problem. You can take a look at it, which is hydrogen peroxide food grade. You also can take colloidal silver, which is the good one is the ionic colloidal silver, and that will kill all kinds of stuff, guys. And you have to just take that with a probiotic. It'll help your gut and keep you healthy and keep fighting off all kinds of stuff, though. Good stuff there for the ionic colloidal silver and the probiotics. Good for you. Also, too, you can take oil of oregano. It comes in a liquid or like a gel cap. I take the gel cap. Extremely strong. I only take one a day, but it's just unbelievable. When you open the bottle, it's just like your nose just – it's that strong. It's not about being spicy. It's nothing like that. It's just extremely strong, the oil of oregano. But that will kill – I guarantee you, if you take the liquid or take the gels, or you're sick and you take one gel in the morning and one gel in the afternoon, or one, you're going to fight whatever you have, because whatever's in your body is not going to live with the oil of oregano. It's just not going to. I'm sorry, it's just not. It's unbelievable. So you can get that at Sprouts, and you can order it online, and all kinds of Whole Foods and all kinds of vitamin stores carry oil of oregano, good stuff there. Also, too, Golden Seal, Echinacea Golden Seal Tea is very good. Also, too, Echinacea. Also, too, guys, tonic water. If you take a shot glass of tonic water and some zinc, that's a prerequisite for the corona, COVID. So take about a shot glass of tonic water and some zinc every day. You'll be good to go on that one. I'm not lying on that. And the other one is apple cider vinegar. Organic or Bragg's, you'll be good. It kills all kinds of fungus and stuff. So if you take a little bit of that every day, you'll fight a bunch of stuff off in your body for that too. That will build your immunity big time. Also, too, a thing called Ivermectin, Ivermectin. You can find that at feed stores. You want to get the biodegradable one. That's one too. And of course, the hydroxychloroquine. And a couple about just about 12, 15 weeks ago now. On Coast to Coast, Jerome Corsi gave out a phone number, and we're giving out the – if you order it, it's kind of cool. It'll deliver it to your door, supposedly. It's like having Band-Aids and Neil Sportman in the house, guys, and hydrogen peroxide. So it's just something that you might have a friend or a neighbor, somebody, a family member come down with something sometime, and this is one of the things that you can take. So hydroxychloroquine, and that's 1-877-634-4361, 1-877-634-4361. That's again, 1-877-634-4361. They'll deliver it to your door. And just to let you know that a general got up and stood up and said they give out 42,000 of these a day for lupus in the military, for diabetes, for malaria, for arthritis, and they've been using it for like 65 years, so the hydroxychloroquine. It only costs about 4 cents to make and costs like $13 for maybe a supply that's very cheap and save a lot of lives. But unfortunately, big pharmaceutical companies want to promote a vaccination that costs $1,000 from Bill Gates and put a chip in you, so they're pretty evil. That's what I can tell you. So check out that. One other thing, let's see if I can think at the top of my head. I can't. So, Mr. Graff, by the way, I had a buddy of mine call me, and she did tell me that she was in Huntington Beach, no mask, and the stores were open, people were friendly, everybody's happy, and things are starting to get back to some normalcy. How about you, handsome? Have you been experiencing some stuff like that?
Not in my area. Huntington Beach, I know, is a little more relaxed. I went down to the beach there, and most people weren't wearing masks and all that stuff. But in the L.A. area, right straight here in the heart of it, people are so locked into it. Every store, Home Depot, is ridiculous. I mean, if you want a new sport in the Olympics, try trying to get through Home Depot without a mask on. I'm telling you, you're running around, and everybody there is. I only thought the managers could tell you. But every employee is going, sorry, you got to put on your mask. It's like, it's driving me nuts. So, and, you know, I'm running past the Roundup, too. That's nice. You know, whiffing that crap up. So, thank you. But it's really annoying. And the thing I'm feeling bad about right now is people with children that have to send them to school with all these new stipulations of 6 feet apart, the mask wearing all day long. Can you imagine the oxygen losing their coming out of their brain from this?
I have to admit, I have a mask when I go into a store, but I do not wear it when I'm in the car, when I'm outside, I'm in the backyard, I'm walking around my neighborhood. I don't have one on, but I do have the one that has the little bit of, they call the ventilator. It's like it breathes, because if you're not, and that's the one I have, I got it at Home Depot for like a couple of dollars or something. But the thing about this is, those other masks that you wear, some of them, you're breathing in your own air, and after a while, you're not getting enough oxygen to your brain, to your body. I mean, especially a small child, you're going to have people passing out. And, you know, I know a few people have been working out with them that's crazy, and they've actually passed out because they didn't have enough oxygen in the body.
This is what's happening. And it's irreversible, too. This will give you brain damage, not getting enough oxygen. It's like suffocating.
Right.
Doing it too slow, but I'm seeing people on the beach, and there's some people without masks. I get it, but I'm seeing people doing chin-ups and exercising and playing ball with a mask strapped on like the tightest jock strap you ever saw. There's nothing getting through that thing, and I think the next pandemic that's real is going to be the effects from the mask.
Oh, yeah.
Lung damage, brain problems. I think that's what they're all... I think they know this. These criminals know this stuff.
Right.
And they're going to try and push this as much as they can.
Right.
But I'm really upset for the parents that have to send their kids to school to this Nazi nightmare. Because that's exactly what it is.
I got to tell you, I do know Huntington Beach is open. I think Newport Beach is open. Down in Costa Mesa, they've got away with a lot. They've walked away. I heard that Camarillo outlets, along with some of the outdoor outlets, are going to open up, and they are not going to. They're opening up now.
Yeah, they're opening up, just a regular chemtrail. Now we're back to the new normal.
I know.
Right. Thank you.
Another thing too, by the way, Arizona this last weekend, because it was Memorial Day, was absolutely booming. I mean, booming. People didn't have masks on. They were on the river, they were on the lakes, they were partying, they were having fun. Thousands and thousands of people came from all over the country and in Arizona. And I've heard that people are moving to Arizona because they even though it's hot, they've been so locked down where they are in some of the states, and they're tired of it. So I know Florida's open, Georgia's open, the Carolinas have opened. Of course, Wisconsin, the horrible things, of course, we're going to mention about Minnesota, bad stuff in Minnesota.
I'm not
a man was killed, Unfortunately, yeah.
Another false flag, big time.
You think so too? Well, I think the fact that the way they're writing is just kind of crazy.
Another George Soros event to stir us up in the middle of something so horrible right now.
Oh, I know.
Put us over the top.
Yeah.
I saw the pictures, the still photos. I'm a photographer. I saw the propaganda photos. Those were arranged to scare people. This guy standing on top of a car on fire, the lighting's perfect, and all this to make it all scary. I'm not buying these BS stories anymore. I've had enough. Most of this stuff is BS. The virus is BS.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's all stupid, and I'm so sick of this stuff. It's just enough already.
We have
to laugh in their faces. We have to laugh in their faces. If we buy this, we're going to go insane.
I agree, John.
Yeah.
I do agree with
that.
Yeah, I saw
the front page of the paper today with this whole thing.
Look at the timing of all of this.
I agree.
This is not...
Yeah, really, look at this. Look at 1 second of footage and you see it's fake.
Number one, the whole corona hoax, that's already dying down because people are figuring out that it's not anywhere near as bad as we've been fear-mongered into believing.
Right.
They needed to find another way to keep us divided and get everybody back into a panic mode. And everybody's already stressed out enough as it is with a lot of businesses being shut down for as long as they are.
Oh, God.
Why not go back to the old formula? Let's start a race riot. And this has got George Soros' fingerprints all over it. Every single bit of this does.
Black Lives Matter signs out there, too, again, stirring up the races. And all
that. God.
This is such a false flag. It's unbelievable. I mean, I feel bad for George Floyd and the fact this cop did this to him. The cop should be prosecuted,
I don't think it happened at all.
But let's just take it on the idea that it did happen.
Take it on.
The rest of it, what came afterwards, the aftermath, there's already been people already saying that the first guy who started anything was an agent provocateur. Remember when we used to have those? The ones who would go in, they would be police officers or they would be somebody from the outside who would actually start the entire thing off. They're the ones who would light the match. Caught them. I remember them catching them up in Canada. They caught the fact that it was a cop up there who was trying to break out windows and start a riot. They did the same thing here. If the information that I'm getting is true, it was another cop that came in and started this entire thing, and they lit it off. And George Soros, his fingerprints are all over this. Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson suddenly show up out of nowhere. They've been they've been dead for like a year, and suddenly they're showing up out of nowhere, pushing the race buttons and doing the race pimping again. I mean, come on. Is anybody else watching? And it ignited nationwide, because it wasn't just going to be localized to Minneapolis. No, we have to get this on a national scale because everything else that they were doing wasn't working. This is classic. This is classic George Soros and all his money trying to get this country all screwed up all over again.
Crisis actors bring in the military. They want it all happening. And the weird thing is, it's all happening when you have a dream, how things don't even make sense. All of a sudden, you turn around, people are wearing masks. And you're like, wait, what? And then all this stuff is happening, but it's not. There's laws that you can't play on the playground. You can't do anything. There's signs up that have no codes on them or anything. That's what a dream's made out of. They just happen, but they don't make sense. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's what we're dealing with. It's like we're in a dream that maybe we can change this thing. I mean, it's like a hologram almost of life. It's
definitely a horror story, John. The social tracing, and of course the vaccination. I mean, the mark of the beast. I mean, I'm just trying to give out some information so people can go watch the videos and on their own, make their own, discuss it with their friends and family. But, I mean, it's very scary. And supposedly up in Washington, if you can believe this, and I need to mention this, and we'll bring in Bob and bring in Gary, that Washington is trying to say, if you don't do this, that we won't give you won't be able to go to a grocery store. I mean, how unconscionable. If that were the case, and I had kids and thing, I finally look at my husband, or just if I was alone, I don't know, single parent, whatever. I would literally, whether I was married or not, I think you might have to be moving out of the state of Washington, because that is absolutely insanity.
Yes, it is.
I mean, insanity. I mean, I'm not going to let them know everywhere. It's a horror story.
It is. Yeah, I don't know about the temperature thing. I know if they ask me to take my temperature, I'm going to bring in a rectal thermometer and I'll give them a sample.
be sure to eat some chili the night before.
They want you to fill out paperwork.
Oh my God!
If you're going to take my temperature rectally, by the way, I ate chili the night before, so.
Here we go. Go in the gutter.
Unbelievable, guys.
And it had a lot of jalapenos in it.
Oh my God.
It's like a dream. Like, people will follow it no matter what preposterous thing they ask them to do. You know, cartwheels, you got to do those first and get an enema. And then you can come in and eat. No problem.
I know.
And people follow it. Like, oh, that's all? Okay. We already got
the thing about this is, I'm absolutely outraged that they're even trying to doing this. But if they came to my door, I'd be like, I'm not doing this. I don't care. I'm not opening my door to you. I don't even have one of those things, so I don't know what the hell to tell you. And I'd be fighting it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it.
Of course not. If they come to my door, I'm going to go insane.
Yeah, I won't even let them in. Hey, Cousin Bob, are you there, Bob?
The first thing you want to do is you got to ask them, who are you?
Right.
And they'll say, well, we're here to take your temperature. Really, show me the warrant.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You don't have one. My property line is over there, and you're on the wrong side of it.
Right. Yeah. And maybe leave a sign outside on your property with a sign saying, do not come to my door trying to take my temperature with your phony baloney without a warrant.
Right.
You just put them on notice.
You shouldn't even have to put them on notice. This is something they should know already.
I totally understand.
But you could also put a sign up there instead of saying that, just saying no trespassing, and this includes law enforcement.
Yeah, and they don't they really have to abide by that. And there's have you guys seen the video? And can I ask you a question?
Hey, Bob.
Hey,
thank you, Glenn.
Okay, bye-bye.
I didn't understand anything he said.
I heard the thanks for calling or something. Bye-bye. Hey, guys, he's finished up another phone call. I love it. Okay, Bob, are you there?
No, I think he's still there.
Okay, Bob, are you listening? Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm talking to you.
Okay, wait a minute here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can totally hear you.
Okay.
I can totally hear you.
Anyway, what did I miss?
Bob, do you know the name of the social tracing video so people can look it up?
Oh, boy.
I have it. It's called Contact Tracing is Scarier Than You Imagine, and it's on Vimeo.
Okay.
So you go to Vimeo.com, type that in, and you'll be able to find it.
Okay, thank you, Nick.
And I got to tell you.
Go ahead.
It is very, very, remember we had our little preview conversations with Deborah?
Yeah.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
She said, go get as much as you can done, like doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, haircuts, whatever you need for services, do it now. Because you ain't going to be able to go anywhere without submitting to tracing and getting your temperature took. Yesterday, I went to the urgent care because I have an infection on my toe, and it was getting bad and throbbing. So I went over there, and they gave me two sets of questions. Each time they took my temperature, and they asked me, have I been out of the country in the last month? Who have you seen that you know who has anybody that has COVID? Now, I had to lie on this one. You have a cough. Now, I've had a cough for 4 years, okay? I was just praying the cough wouldn't erupt right in the middle of that conversation. Otherwise, I would have been thrown in the COVID bin, and I may not be here right now, okay? But it was very, very scary. But after I passed mustard, and because I had a 98.3, they let me go. They said, well, we're going to send you to the urgent care ward as opposed to the COVID ward. Because I know with the COVID ward, they would have tested me. They would have stuck one toothpick up each nostril. And then the swab. Now, you know, guys, in Canada, they discovered that the people who are doing the test are two different labs, one for the nose and one for the swab. And do you know, when there was a positive, it would come back as two positive. So all those numbers are inflated as to how many people have it.
I heard in Sandy, somebody told me in San Diego that maybe three people may have died, and they said I don't know how many, and they said no, only actually maybe three people for San Diego area, which is huge. I mean, or something like that. I mean, the numbers that they've given across America, especially even in California, ladies and gentlemen, absolute false. Just, it is the biggest bunch of lies. It'd be like me trying to sell you some swampland in Florida. I mean, it's just, it's outrageous.
Oh, yeah, boy. I got to tell you. Well, this whole thing is bad. But I have a feeling, I don't know how soon, I mean, socialists like me, I worry about my only income, Social Security. And, you know, I don't have that tattoo or the certificate, or they're making apps for the phone. And the fact that Apple upgrade that they just put out has the contact tracing software in it. So it's going to know who you've been next year. You might have had it. Amazing. Excuse me. But it's just very, 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 very scary, everything. You know, here we are. We're almost at our third month. Going on our third, completing our third month of lockdown in America. I mean, it's weird, and we're all aware.
Yeah.
What did you say? All systems go?
What did you say, Bob?
About a virus. We know that, right?
Yeah, it's a flu, right? It's a flu? It's a cold?
So what?
It's just like a flu. And you know there's going to be a second wave come the winter time. Everybody gets flus and colds.
Oh, I know.
Fever, it's going to be. So what? The whole North America, everybody's going to be quarantined. Friday, you'll say everybody's going to be quarantined. I mean,
don't let it happen.
What the heck?
Well, I think there's some big fight back, thank God. I know the Carolinas have opened and Florida's open, Georgia's open, Wisconsin where Nick is, Wyoming, Montana, Arizona, Utah, they are open. Parts of the Midwest, Nebraska is open, and a few other states in the Midwest. North and South Dakota, they're open, but Kansas, Nebraska, some of those guys that they've opened.
It has nothing
but
to do
with it. But they don't talk about it. They don't mention it.
It's the county. Not the state. I told you in Washington, There's 15 counties that are not open, and the rest are. Orange County's open. L.A.'s not.
Yeah, San Diego's open. Ventura has opened. Because they just can't stay closed.
Well, once they finish putting the 5G up, they start opening up, you know? Don't fall for the deception. They're planting things in all the buildings and all that stuff, and that's what they've been doing the whole time. I'm not buying this stuff, guys. You know, oh, here's your freedom. You can go to a restaurant, but you got to wear a mask and get spaghetti all over it. It's going to be great.
please.
I want to drill a hole where my mouth is so I could, you know, zip the straw. Yeah.
I'm having a hard time hearing him. I really am. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Bob, you sound a little far away.
Way down in the tunnel on my end.
Hold on.
I'm trying so hard, you know, to hear.
No, that's fine.
Wait,
we're going to
wait a minute. Is this any better?
Yeah, totally.
Okay,
yeah, sound great.
Yeah,
way better.
Turn off. God,
you sound good.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you for telling us, because, you know,
Well, I thought you were noticing, but no.
I did, and I was about to say something, but you beat me to it, so, yeah, I was going to,
Well, I had to get the nerve to step in. So.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, are you there? Are you listening, handsome?
Yeah, I'm here. I can tell you what happened today at the Board of Supervisors in the County of Santa Cruz.
Please tell us.
Their virtual meeting, the only person that physically showed was the board chairman, and then the county administrative supervisor was and the clerk were running the whole shindig, and the other elected officials were like Biden sitting in their basement or their home, or they're probably out playing Parcheesi with their neighbors, you know, drinking or you know, snuggling on a couch or something. We can't tell. I'd encourage people to find out and go see what your elected supervisors and council people are doing. Do a little Project Veritas on your own. But there were about 18 speakers that came from the public, and there wasn't one that advocated the mask or being closed, you know, locked in your homes as a punishment. And amazingly, a lot of them, you know, almost every one of them were cogent about some aspect of, you know, the scamdemic. And it was very valuable. I had bought 300 copies of the New America, and they've got an issue called Forced Vaccines with Digital IDs. I bought 300 of those, and I put 25 of them out this morning among those people, and then the absentee board of supervisors, the clerk, you know, will stick them in their boxes. But they really got a waxing this morning, but they went ahead and voted in mass to, you know, continue the recommendations. But good cogent stuff. And Santa Cruz does put their program on YouTube, so you can catch everybody, including my 3 minutes going after the Red Chinese Panetta regime. This virus, as we all know, first we know that Marie Strong, who was the co-chair of the founding of Agenda 21 in Argentina, advocated in a magazine called West Magazine that they form a secret society and shut down, you know, the Western industrial nations. And then, of course, we have the Georgia Guidestones that wants to eliminate 6 billion people. And then we've got the Leon Panetta, who has already given military and policy information to the Red Chinese. And I don't remind them that we've got two plaques right out on our courthouse in honor of that communist spy. Well, when Panetta was the Secretary of Defense, he sent Wuhan money from the Secretary of Defense. We got Dr. Charles Lieber, who's a professor at Harvard, that was receiving $50,000 a month and plus a couple perks here and there for $1 million. And part of his agreement, according to an affidavit, and I'll get that up, it's probably up on other websites, it's about a 17 or 19 page affidavit, done this year, in which the FBI undercover agent said he was receiving, you know, half of it in cash and the other half was going into red Chinese banks for, you know, for his later hanging out with Epstein or whoever else is alive. In fact, I just saw seeing a pop-up. There's no basis behind it, but somebody's got that Epstein had plastic surgery and he's living in Cuba. But
Guantanamo.
What this is a repeat of is exactly what happened in the late 60s. Although this time we don't, you know, instead of the SDS and you know, some of the other outfits. So one everybody needs to mark and keep track of is the organization called Indivisible. And it's made up of, it's a huge, massive front, and it includes Robert Reich, or Rich, however you pronounce his last name, Rhodes Scholar. He's also the head of Common Cause, which was founded by John Gardner, CFR, and I think he was... that was Weaver. But anyway, it's a nest of foundation, Soros and the rest of our buddies, Kellogg and Ford, organizing this group. And that's why they're showing up nationwide. And but look up Indivisible. They name a few people of who they're connected with and a few of the organizations. But one of them on here under a coronavirus, it says... demand your senators ensure safe, secure elections during the COVID-19. It's not the Chinese flu anymore, by the way. Just like the Spanish flu, it was the Spanish flu, but because this area here is so Chinese controlled, you know, nobody, including the health department or anything, had any reference that this stuff came from Wuhan or the other universities that contributed to it, such as the University of North Carolina, who on their own, in a science magazine, it says they were working on the enhanced performance of bat coronavirus. That's the University of North Carolina, 2013. And again, this is under Obama and Panetta and those guys. But here they want you to be real careful about ensuring the safe election, and they want expanded early in-person voting. No excuse absentee vote by mail to all states. So they're looking at, you know, and there's five other things. Require states and jurisdictions to public to establish publicly available contingency plans so people can vote. Create a domestic version of the federal write-in absentee ballot. Make sure that it's got, you know, postage returned already prepaid, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, these were bills that Elizabeth Warren and Klobuchar and Senator Wyden are asking $4 billion for, and they want to increase that so that everybody can stay at home and vote as often as they want. But if you go to their website, you'll see where it says take action. They've got all of these, you know, pro-globalist advantages for, you know, for the Democrats or the neocons that are we've got too many of. But anyway, take a look up, take a look at Indivisible. This is similar to the old days, League for Industrial Democracies, which bore Tom Hayden's CDC, I think it was. They've got, that was back when Herbert Aptheker told Columbia University that the Watts riots were glorious. And this is after the Warren Court had released all the restraints in the Communist Party, the one advocating violence. And that was Justice Black and Frankfurter and Douglas and Earl Warren and some of those people, as you recall. But, again, you know, for Santa Cruz, it was not good for them to have this go on. Although they had the spacing there, there was like about a dozen people they could fit in the whole chamber upstairs. And then they used the basement community room. So we were like Biden in the basement down there, another 9 or 12 of us. And one man that was walking up to the podium, he leaned over the rail to look at the health department's name tag. And the county administrative officer says, okay, that's it. We're closing this down. Let's clear the room. We're going to, you know, and so they ended up continuing the meeting downstairs. But it wasn't even the elected chairman that shut down the room. It was a county administrative supervisor. And these type of controls are being done by city councils, such as the City Council of Capitola. They're having police and other people intervene at the slightest, for nonsensical reasons. I mean, it's, you know, the tyranny is lustfully being used against the people. So this is it, folks. You got to fight back on this one. No mandatory vaccines, and get out there and talk. You're not alone. At least this morning, it was 18-0. It was a good game, and you can pull that stuff off of video, flesh it out with a little more facts, like the programs you've been talking about, and filter in what the people themselves are saying. But break it up, make it a little 4 and 5 minute YouTubes. A lot of people are won't open anything more than 8 or 10 minutes, but. We got a lot of creative people out there, so we, now's the time to do it while you've got some freedom left.
Absolutely. I know that we're giving out to watch all the videos, Gary, so people can gain the knowledge on the social tracing, on the biggest deception on the whole Earth end game plan, because we're just amazed that. Not enough people know about this, but we've got to wake up as many people, because this is going to come to people's front doors now, Gary.
Right.
Yeah, no, this Gary, is it. Just like the Sultan Ethan said. Yep. Go ahead.
I have a question about China and Hong Kong, and what didn't Trump do something which he gave Hong Kong, or he disengaged Hong Kong as a favored nation clause now? Did you hear about that?
Yes, I believe that almost two-thirds or maybe a third or a huge portion of the regular, Chinese mainland products go through Hong Kong because of that extra advantage. And since they've co-opted it and put it really back under tyranny, it's as if they, had conquered it once again, he's closed that down. But trying to force the manufacturers to come to the United States. And in fact, I understand he's trying to pay some of them to come to the United States.
Well, that would help.
Yeah.
It would help get things started, jump kicked.
Yeah.
But
now the other thing I tried to after I got back from that supervisor's meeting, I had bought 300 copies of the New American. So I got on the phone and I called them. And they're totally sold out, but they're doing another issue. So I ordered another 400 in advance. But you can, it's a on the newsstand. It's $3.95, but you can get them for about a little less than a buck or something like that. But it's nice because it's presented and it's got some graphics in it, and it's in a magazine that's got a couple advertisements in it and more than one article, and it just looks slicker than. When I remember, we used to go out with mimeographs, those poor purple things that smelled so bad. But for a buck, my goodness, you can't afford not to. It's time to loosen some of that money out of there because it's deflating by the day, and use it as a weapon. People will keep a magazine. They'll keep it around. They'll share it. It's one way to get information out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. The thing about too, I did mention this to Bob that, Hong Kong, if they don't, some people are going to stay, elderly might stay because they have property, but if you're a young person or you're middle aged and you feel too much pressure from mainland China in Hong Kong, you're going to see people leave, and I'm not lying, they will leave.
Yeah, well,
the
crisis here, I mean, we've got people that are losing their businesses. I don't know what's going to happen to people here or where they're going to go. I mean, the crisis is here. I mean, it's here and now. I was able to get one little group. They're working on some cartoons and so forth, and they've got a couple of the businesses that have announced are going out of business, and they put a couple of the characters there with the shovels and a rest in peace thing with the some of the local people tagged as burying these businesses. And I think they have another one where they're chopping down, like a tree with a tree of life or whatever. But anyway, they're thinking about it. They're getting it in graphic forms, and they're starting to put a tail on the donkey, which needs to be done. You can't just rant against Republican, Democrat, because you have to go after specific people. And if I were in your area, I'd go after your DA because, the Ed Buck finance DA, and pick somebody that one of the supervisors you might have a chance to shake. But the theme should go out that no incumbents right now. I can't think of hardly an incumbent around that's any good. Even Kevin McCarthy is a member of the Ripon Society. Daryl Issa was Ripon Society. And I think Lou Dobbs today shows like 27 Republicans in the House advocating bringing over high-tech people for Silicon Valley together with 9 Republican senators. So, we should be able to distinguish who gets what. And God forbid, nobody send the Republican National Committee or a state committee any money. Only give money directly to the candidate of your choice.
Gary, 2,000 miles away, even here, I can't think of a single candidate that's worth giving anything to or voting for. They're not. There's none.
Well, we need to sit in a room and choose one of ourselves. And, if nobody else is going to do it, you got to do it yourself, literally.
Well, Libertarian Party they voted in their nominee for president, Joe Jurgensen.
Okay.
And she's pretty good. But, the reality of it is, and even John McAfee told me straight up, it's like you're pissing in the wind if you think that a third party is going to get elected. So it's really kind of a tough choice. I mean, but I really wish the only way that's going to happen is if more people wake up and go, Republicans and Democrats aren't doing it.
They're the same.
Let's go somewhere else.
Breaking news.
Here's an Ed Burke quote that he says.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, Bob?
They're rioting in front of CNN headquarters in Atlanta right now. Big standoff.
So, the Criminal News Network, there you go. Well, maybe some people in Atlanta got tired of CNN.
CNN is, I don't know. It's terrible what happened to their newscast, but anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's cool. Okay. Thank you for telling us. That's cool.
Yeah, no, Ed Burke said, talking of getting down to small numbers, quote, how often has a public calamity been arrested on the very brink of ruin by a seasonable energy of a single man? One victorious mind without office, without situation, without public functions of any kind. I say one such man confiding in the aid of God and full of the reliance in his own fortitude, vigor, and enterprise, perseverance would be first to draw to him a few like him, and then that multitudes hardly thought of would be in existence and would appear and troop around him. Anyway, that's Ed Burke talking about the needing the leadership. You'd need, it could be one guy. And talking about the brink of history, we're on that brink of history edge right now.
Yeah. Hey, I also heard somewhere this week that there was going to be some debate, and Tom McClintock and a couple of other people were going to debate. Did you hear about that, Gary?
No, I didn't. In fact, he's been pretty good all those years.
Yeah. So, I mean, I do have to admit that Tom McClintock is decent. I mean, he's fair. But there was some type of – they were going to have some type of debate or meeting, and he was one of the guys that was going to speak or something, but I didn't get quite all of it.
Yeah, no, I don't know of the event. But
the 110 freeway in L.A. has been shut down by demonstrators.
No, the 110 or the 101?
110. It said 110.
Again? Yeah, they shut down the 110, the 101 before.
Okay, where's the 110? Where's the 110?
The 110 runs right through the middle of downtown Los Angeles.
And by the way, it's San Bernardino.
Yeah. Okay. All right, and they shut it down.
It's a complete breakdown of the society, basically. I don't know what to tell you except just pray, be alert, stay safe, don't go out downtown and looking for trouble. You'll find it.
Hey, guys, we got the break. We'll be right back. Give us about 4 or 5 minutes. We'll be right back. This is Granada Forum Radio Program. My co-host, Mr. Nick Pearson, my guest cousin, Bob, Mr. Gary Arnold, and John Graff, and myself. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take
the future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain. As free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Row on Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
all right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Okay, welcome back to the Granada Forum Radio program. And my co-host is Nick Pearson. Special guest tonight is, of course, Gary Arnold. And we've got John Graff, Cousin Bob with us. So we're talking about quite a few different subjects, what's going on in America right now. So we hope you enjoy it, and I hope you like it. We hope the chat room is lively. Are there any questions, by the way, Nick, in the chat room that they might want to ask us?
Not as of yet, no.
Okay, not as yet. Okay. Okay, well, that's cool. Okay, so who wants to, we got 1 hour now, guys, to what else you want to kind of start nailing some stuff down? Is there some subject you guys want to talk about?
Yeah, I got one.
Well, I think that old movie called...
Gary, we're going to let John do real quick, and then we're going to get to you.
John. Just for a moment, I'm hearing that OSHA says the masks are not good either. And I think we can... My goal now is to get people to get those masks off their face before they get permanent brain damage from lack of oxygen. So... I want to contact them and see what we can do about that so we don't have to have this hassle in every place we go with the mask thing and the clerk at Home Depot telling you got to put medical gear on your face. That makes no sense to me. So I'm just wondering about that. And I haven't called OSHA yet about that, but from what I'm hearing from other researchers and stuff, they said OSHA thinks that they're really bad. So I want to push this and get those things off these people's face. We got families with their babies wearing a mask, and I can't even imagine the brain damage is going to be if they keep this up. Because they're going to roll it out. As long as people are making designer masks with Elvis and Marilyn and Lakers and all these things, people are going to just think these are part of, like, their purse, you know, like their personal thing and be proud of it. And it's wrong.
I totally agree with you, John, and they think that this is normal. This is not normal at all. This is horrible.
Yeah, but here's the
thing,
too.
Never happened in our lifetime.
Anybody who's really going along with it, isn't that kind of a redundancy anyway? Because to be going along with it, don't they have to be brain damaged to begin with?
They are.
Yes, you do have to be. Honestly, and it's not being mean. It's true. You're so focused on this mainstream wires that don't talk about chemtrails or anything.
My roommate, he walked over 4 hours today. And he had his double mask on the whole time. I keep telling him, you're breathing in carbon dioxide. But he doesn't want to hassle being told, you know, where's your mask? But this is on the street. I mean, he's completely brainwashed. And I could, you know what? I could tell a deterioration in his overall ability to think. It's horrible.
It's going away.
Well, you're going to be sorry to hear. I ordered 40... face mask. It should be delivered this next Monday, but across the face of it, they say plandemic.
That's good.
They're going to be silk screen plandemic. So I'll see what those look like on Friday or next this coming Monday.
Hopefully the ink won't poison you too. Breathing out, you know. I don't know. I want to put unwilling slave on a mask would be good.
Well, listen. Yeah. Last week I was with a friend at Farmer's Market. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I saw they finally put 5 or 6 tables in. So we ordered food. Lo and behold, they took them out. Well, we saw a couple sitting around a plant, a tree that had like a brick planter around it. We saw a couple sitting there. So we sat right in the middle of the meal. Lo and behold, 3 guys go, we just got word from the health department. You got to move, folks. You got to move. And they proceeded to put up, red cones around it. But guess what? There was only one thing that was missing from those guys, and that was a swastika uniform. Otherwise, I would have thought I'm a Jew in Germany.
Yeah.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
It's a terrible thing what's going on everywhere. And this is a last ditch effort. I hate to say it. It's a new world order. It's the globalization.
Well,
one
well,
world
think,
government.
Think
one,
about
one
how
vaccine.
Funny this is. Okay, I'm walking around in Wisconsin. Okay, and I have, because it's legal here and I'm perfectly fine with this, I have a pistol strapped to my side and I'm walking around. Nobody says nothing. But the second I walk into a place, by the way, where I am legally able to carry, and they're more worried about the fact that I don't have a mask over my face and I have 9mm sitting on my hip.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Did you ever think of gargling? Anyway.
Oh, my God. You rob a bank with a mask and just say, give me all your money or I'll sneeze.
Oh, God.
If you don't give me everything in the register, I'm going to start coughing.
That's oh, right. My Another Lord.
And I'm coughing in your direction.
It's unbelievable, guys, that this has come down to something. I mean, this is something out of like a I hate to say this, a Saturday Night Live skit 20 years ago, when they had like Chevy Chase on and the original members and John Belushi and Gilda Radner and all Bill Murray. I mean, that's stuff that they would come up with.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we got the Lone Ranger and Zorro. We should, we should go full bore with this thing.
God, you can't, 20 years ago, you couldn't make this stuff up.
No.
The original cast of SNL was absolutely brilliant with what they came up with, especially in the 70s and the early 80s. You know, later on, Eddie Murphy and all of that, they could probably never even conceive of making something like this up, we're seeing now.
And guys, what are you going to do about Halloween? Everyone's going to have a mask on, and it's hysterical. It's unbelievable. Like, this is normal or something. This is how it's going to be for the rest of their lives. I mean, are they this stupid? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Imagine this. They're gonna send some kid out who's dressed up like Darth Vader from Star Wars, and what are they going to do, slap an N95 sticker across his head just to make sure he's compliant?
Yeah.
Don't wear a mask this Halloween and go as yourself.
I know, exactly.
Luke, I am your father, and I have an N95 mask on, so you're okay. By the way, I'm going to take my lightsaber and I'm going to cut your hand off, but you're not going to get coronavirus.
Oh, my God.
Well, but you know what's good is that old Foreigner song. I got a fever of 103. I'm hot-blooded.
Check it and see.
Don't say that because they just might.
Oh my God.
You know what? That's true. If I start singing that song, they go, what? You got 103 fever? You're going to the COVID ward.
Yeah, you're going to
stick the toothpicks up your nostril.
Yeah,
oh, no. And I'm pretty sure Foreigner is pretty screwed right now because they're all getting arrested.
Oh, yeah, that's good. They're all getting what's going on, folks? I can't believe it.
Unbelievable.
I mean, what is the end game? Is it going to be the tanks on each residential street? They're going to have kind of tank. And then they're going to deploy people to go through each apartment building.
Yes.
And hey, you want to get your shot now? You want to make it easy? You want to make it hard?
Yes, I'm telling you right now. Yes, that's exactly the end game.
You want it easier?
The only reason I can say yes is because I've talked to people who came from those Eastern Bloc countries.
Oh yeah.
We talked about this stuff, and Wendy and Bob, both of you guys must have had known people who came out of Germany who had to experience this crap with the Nazis.
My thing is, let me ask you something. I haven't known Bob. Are some of the rabbis in some of the synagogues? I mean. Speaking out against this? I mean, this is now.
Where are they?
I don't know.
You know where they are? They're on the video call, and everybody's all happy
because all the kids could see everybody and they're singing and dancing and it's going to be okay. Okay. Yeah, that's the way they are.
With all the Christian pastors and priests from whatever sect from that end of it is, they're all doing the same thing too. They're like, well, you know, the government says that we have to do this way, so we have to go along with it. It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Right.
Oh, God. Did you see the baptisms with a squirt gun?
What?
Oh, no. No, what?
Squirt gun shooting the baby. It's a baptism. He's got a mask on.
Oh, my God. Jesus, oh, my God.
Can you imagine the stupid crap this is?
Oh, that's hilarious. That's funny.
Six feet away. Oh, yeah. It's a crowd pleaser, let me tell you.
Unbelievable.
This is almost Mad Magazine time, guys.
Oh my
God, that's really funny you should say that, Mad Magazine. Remember they had on the Mad Magazine, they had the Spy versus Spy? Oh, my God.
Those were funny.
That was always great.
And the little teeny cartoons they had in there, you could barely see, were hilarious. But
yeah.
You know, they were like all put on the pages, really small, but they were really funny.
No, Mad Magazine was before its time, too, guys. They touch base on a few levels, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Yeah, Matt.
Funny as hell. See, that was a great thing about guys SNL back in the early days and Mad Magazine, and
Something
like Cracked, and you know Lenny Bruce, and you know all those original comedians, Richard Pryor, and all that. None of them, they were all politically incorrect by today's standards.
But none of them, I guarantee you, none
of them would ever have come up with something as ridiculous as what we're experiencing right now from our own government.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Right.
They wouldn't have been able to get away with this 25 years ago. We would have just laughed at them and said, are you people insane? But it also shows the last 25 years since 9/11 how much they have actually brainwashed and dumbed down America, and I'm not lying. This is beyond words.
Big time.
Oh, it's absolutely insane. And the fact that people are buying it is like,
yeah,
you got to be. Are you like retarded? I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm not allowed to say retarded because that demeans people who have a mental deficiency. Yeah, it's called being retarded.
They're definitely damaged, for sure. They are. I never knew how bad until this whole masquerade ball started.
Yeah,
you
know,
I remember they've been deliberately damaged, and you know we've got the six monopolies, and that's really what we got to get them to peel back. If you chew on this stuff, you go to a government school. I mean, what else? You got three choices, you know. Chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla, they all got all the bad stuff in them. And you're going to be poisoned one way or another. You're going to behave as chocolate, strawberry, or vanilla, and you're not going to think beyond that, you know, much less 31 flavors, you know. But, these guys are really stuck in it. So the idea we need to provoke somehow is for them to open something up, like those DVDs. It might be a good time to mention those again. And I think, I don't know, if even little tiny stuff like, that Stasi series, which is only, you know, 8 episodes, or what was that outfit in Kansas where there was an atomic thing, or even if they just look at the damn House of Cards, they might wise up a little bit just as to see human nature and how sometimes it really goes awry.
What was the one in Kansas?
They see it as fantasy, and, you know, they don't see it as real. But these artists telling you that this stuff is real.
Yeah.
But through television, people don't take it seriously.
Well, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, too, because if you're talking about a bunch of people that live in, like, urban areas, I mean, you're talking about, like, city dwellers, and, you know, they're walking on concrete all day.
They don't know where milk comes from.
Yeah,
you're right.
Like the rural areas, they have no idea what this kind of living is like. Hey, there's not somebody there to do stuff for you all day. Okay, you've got to get out there and do it for yourself.
Well, when you live on a farm, Nick, they get up at least five or six in the morning, depending on the time of the year. they go out to the fields, they do some, they have to, you know, make sure that that's watered or planted or they do something. Yeah. They milk some cows, they go get eggs from the chicken.
Well, not even that. God forbid you get a frost in the middle of the night because you got to get up and get out there and you have to put water on all your crops in the middle of the night before the sun comes up or you're going to lose your entire crop.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, I mean, this is an entirely different kind of life out here, and these kind of people have been indoctrinated by the school systems that we have now, this fake education system that we have now, where they can't even conceive of this kind of a life.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And listen, wasn't it, Gary, some of this stuff that was called outbound education when it came up in the 70s or 80s or something like that?
Yeah, there was a lot of that synergistic group therapy type thing. So there used to be a whole series. Actually, some fun stuff came out of it, like Warner Earhart's Est and some of the others. But they started with some of the criminal gangs and so forth out of Santa Monica and actually up at Big Sur and other places. But it was the tail end. I think it was born with the MK Ultra and a lot of a lot of that group therapy stuff. So
and Nick, I don't think they even teach the stuff what they taught in the 80s to kids, high school kids in the 80s. They do not teach the same as they do the high school kids in the 80s, because the kids that are graduating today, Nick, not just don't know how to read and write, they don't even know why we celebrate the 4th of July.
Not even close. There's a lot of people who out there, it's not everybody, because, I mean, there's some pretty good, a little bit of good education still left, but there's a lot of kids out there who go, you ask them, okay, what's Memorial Day for? They have no idea. What's July 4th? I've talked to people who have been immigrated into this country, and they've gone through the system. They've got their citizenship papers and all of that. And I asked them straight up, okay, who did America fight the revolution for? Who did we get away from? And they said, oh, England. And you talk to kids who are coming through our public education system in high school, and they don't know the answer to that.
No, it's beyond words.
Yeah, the other thing I feel cheated by, and I went through all the schooling, you know, all the way through college, that I really know very little about Mexico or Canada. I ended up buying a book that was printed by Oxford, I guess, and boy, you know, you look at their history with one revolution after another, my God, those poor people. And then you find out that Canada, you know, with their Culver Group was, you know, in line with the Confederates, because they didn't want a strong United States, because, and they were, you know, they're still basically under England, they're still part of the, you know, the crown type of stuff. But you know, we know very little about what else has happened around us, only our own history. And if you take foreign political science, you find out about parliaments and France and Germany and, you know, all these other systems that we have no clue about. But fortunately, English is an international language and the language of trade. So we've benefited very much because of their empire. And they were out there early selling drugs and bringing home spices and everything else. So, even we people have been, that got a decent education, we think, are starving for basic knowledge.
Yeah, one of the worst things that we can ever be taught or haven't been taught when it comes to the relations between U.S., Canada, and Mexico, do you know that we're still at war with Mexico?
I have no idea.
No, we are at war with Mexico. When the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo was supposed to be ratified, the Mexican government denied it.
It could be. Well, it's like Korea,
It's been referenced a couple of times by presidents from Mexico. Yeah, they never agreed to that. It was overturned by the Mexican Supreme Court back in the 1800s. or whenever, you know, whenever that war was finished, they never ratified it. It was we never finished that war. We are still at war with Mexico,
and they invaded us.
Yeah, and they're still doing it.
Money being made somewhere. Well, was it Gavin Newsom was going to give illegal aliens $500 a piece because he said they deserve it? I'm like, dude, man, oh my god,
what that means. Gavin Newsom, just by doing that, committed treason because he is now giving aid to the enemy.
That's not a surprise. Yeah, this guy would give aid to the enemy. Believe me.
Well,
yeah,
if he's cashing a paycheck, he's committing treason.
Yeah, right. By the way, just to let you guys know, last weekend there was about 10,000 people up in Sacramento. Mainstream media, of course, did not cover it, even California. But you can go on YouTube and BitChute and different places. And they were, it was all civil. There was no riots, no nothing. A very peaceful, very good time. But they had 10,000 people protesting the lockdown in California and then did some protesting on Sunday in Los Angeles, but very peaceful. But, you know, very, very sad that things have are still going Bob, real quick, or who's got a thing? Are they still going on in Minnesota? Is it still bottom line?
Yeah,
still...
I think so. Everybody's just completely pissed off. Excuse me. Not only
they haven't gotten tired to go home and killing, just get some rest.
The killing. They're just really pissed that that policeman just executed the black man. Right on camera. And the guy has 18 previous complaints. And that Kaulbacher lady who ran for was on the debates. What's her name? Kaulbacher?
Uh-huh.
She was the prosecutor who failed to put the guy in jail. The cop that actually killed the...
And she was running for president, too.
Yeah, she would have been, oh, my God, I can't
believe. Well, she might be your vice president. Who knows?
Guess what? What have you heard from Joe Biden lately? He's just like, he's not even in the news.
He's like in some basement, I hear. He's running his campaign out of a basement. I'm like, you're running for president and you're running in a basement. I'm like, you don't have a chance in hell. But I think this is why you're going to get some third-party people that will vote libertarian this time around. I'm serious. I believe that their numbers are going to grow.
Yeah, but in all fairness to Joe Biden, he doesn't realize that he's in a basement.
It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is the guy the Democrats are counting on. Well, they're counting on counting the ballots.
Oh, you know, God.
A good Xerox machine and a few stamps. You know?
I'm pleased. They put Joe Biden out there and they give him a script and they probably rehearse him a couple of times and they say, Joe, just say this. And he's like, okay. But by the time they get him in front of a camera, he forgot what he was supposed to say. And he says something completely asinine. Like, if you don't support me, you're not really black. It's like,
my God.
Okay.
Right.
You know, it's unbelievable. That happened that last week. And then this guy, unfortunately, killed Gary Floyd. That's his name. George Floyd, excuse me. And then, you know, and now that's been taken off and, you know, but I did hear that, they have said, some people have stood up and said, look, these people, you stop burning the city because whether it's Rite Aid or CVS or Target, that they're not going to come back. You know, under Obama, when Obama said, oh yeah, go and burn the city. Well, you know, no major companies went back into Baltimore, and they don't mention that it's actually a ghost town. You know, parts of this place in Minnesota, that it's in Minneapolis, it's going to be a ghost town for, now, I don't know how many blocks, but it's going to be pretty bare.
Well, it's the same thing that happened in L.A. back in 1992. If anybody was around to remember that. When the riots started here,
Ronnie King,
they burnt South Central L.A. out so badly that business owners that wanted to reopen couldn't even if they had the money because they could never get insured. There was a red line around South Central from the insurance companies that says we will not insure your businesses. And Minneapolis is doing exactly the same thing. And to me, that kind of a pattern being repeated again just tells me, like, okay, there's something else going on here. There's money behind this. There's somebody else directing what's going on.
Yep.
We've seen the possibility of agent provocateurs coming back in. We're watching all the same stuff repeat itself again. And Minneapolis is in a month or so from now, when this is all said and done, the businesses who want to come back are going to find themselves unable to open because they're not going to be able to get the insurance to open their business again.
I suggest people join, look up Indivisible, and they've got, you know, scores and scores of organizations in which you can join, but attend a few, matriculate in there and see, you know, see what's going on. I mean, you can be right in there on some of their plans. And one of the interesting groups is actually the Unitarian Church, which was the head of it for at the turn of the century was William Howard Taft. So it's Skull and Bones. You know, it's tied to intelligence agencies, and they're flooded with all kinds of money. The one in L.A., I think I've mentioned a bunch of times, had Yvonne Brathwaite Burke and Tom Hayden and Jane Fonda and Frank Wilkinson, who got rid of the House Committee on Un-American Activities. But the one in Santa Monica was a favorite hangout for Dr. Armin Hammer. But, you know, a lot of the people are, you know, they seem kind of normal and, you know, socially trying to correct something or another. But amongst them are the real, you know, apparatchiks. But if you attend a few of those, it shouldn't seem that frightening, or you shouldn't be frightened of them. Just don't go in with a mega hat. But see what's going on, because this is what, where they generate the revolution and where they've done it in the past, you know, time after time. I mean, it comes from the same core. You go back to the early guys from Roger Baldwin, the NAACP, which was formed, you know, over 100 years ago, is still the same outfit, you know, with the same goals. Same with the ACLU. Roger Baldwin said his purpose, communism is a goal, right? And you're an attorney and you join the ACLU. I mean, again, they don't know. They just know that one of their buddies or somebody in class or their professor is a member. And they, you know, they think that's the way to be an attorney is join the ACLU. So anyway, you can get a bird's eye view or a crow's nest shot of what's going on underneath your feet, and you'll be a lot clearer. And you'll find some good people in there that you might be able to, you know, slip some information to here and there. And a lot of these guys can be, you know, derailed. It depends on how aggressive and how young or how much you want to put up with. But, you know, get close enough so you see the rubber hit the street there, and you can maybe protect yourself and your family and better judge where to be in the near future.
Unbelievable, guys. Unbelievable information. Yeah, just unbelievable.
Well, no, Gary's right. I mean, there's an old saying that says, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer.
Closer, yep.
And yeah, and pay attention to what's going on, because, you know, when me and you went into the Republican Party in Los Angeles, we didn't go in there. At least I didn't anyway. I didn't go in there with the idea, okay, these guys are my enemies on politically, but by the end of 4 years, it was just kind of like, no, these guys politically are my enemies.
Yeah, and matter of fact, Nick, they're sending around to collect money for Donald Trump, and I'm thinking, is this Donald Trump sending it, or is this the National Committee asking for money, and they won't give a dime to him?
No, that's the RNC.
I won't give them any money. Yeah, I won't give them any money.
No way.
Not after what they did to the Liberty Movement I have, and what I witnessed over 4 years in the RNC, it's like, you don't want to look at these people this way, but because of the actions that they took, you don't have a choice. Okay. And it really does twist your mind. Yeah, these people are politically are not your friends. They are your enemies.
Right.
But you had them close enough that you can actually see what they're doing, because they will tell you, oh, no, you're one of us, and so we're going to tell you everything that's going on. It's like, right. I'm really not the guy you want to be telling this to, because I'm going to be telling everybody else. But I don't exactly. say that to them. I'm just like, go ahead and tell me what you're sure. doing.
Well, the other thing you can do rather than just go and observe, you can make it a plan. Get two or three people to not all join the same group or follow the same politician, but go in with the intent of swaying a few people here and there. And, yeah. you know, that's exactly what the other side did, you know, decades ago. But, I mean, the same process still works. And a little bit of truth goes a lot longer than the lies, because the lies are apparent as you uncover them.
Also, too, they had Democrats run as Republicans, and they weren't Republicans at all.
Yeah, they did the same thing here in Wisconsin, too.
Oh.
Yeah, here in Kinnestan, they control the Republican committee, too.
And it was weird, because the Republican Party backed the converted Democrat versus a real person who was actually ran as a Republican, but was very much a very liberty type person. They would back the reform Democrat before they would back somebody who was a constitutionalist.
Exactly. Remember what happened with Ronald Reagan, Red Ronnie. I mean, he was out there preaching for Herbert Humphrey and United World Federalist and all of that stuff. And then GE did a remake on him, and he sounded like he was, you know, the second coming of Christ.
Yeah, and everybody yeah,
we bought
it too.
Yeah.
Nick, remember when we were doing Ron Paul and we had that straw vote downtown and there was that parade in the morning when Ron Paul came? That was so electrifying. And boy, the Republican Party took note.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did. And it was funny because they tried to get they tried to really spin the vote, because Ron Paul won the straw vote. And what we found out by talking to a lot of the people that came in, because Mitt Romney was a candidate at the time, or he was running. And we found out that a lot of the Romney people were flown in from out of state. And right. the only reason they were there is because they wanted to see Southern California.
Jesus.
Well, they saw it. All of us go crazy.
Well, Romney is part of... Romney is part of Bain, which is one of those big companies that buys out, and they run stocks up and down, and then they buy them and they sell them off or consolidate them. I mean,
they manipulate the stock market so they can buy low, sell high, and basically destroy companies doing it.
Right, exactly. And his father was involved in the 63 too with the Rockefellers and trying to. Do anything they could to lay down in front of Goldwater and get him wiped out, him and Scranton and all those Rockefeller Republicans were pretty nasty. They put together a group called the National Council for Civic Responsibility, all these professors and Trotskyites basically, but internationalists, it was globalism there, and it's globalism now. So
yeah, they definitely did a number on Goldwater, because he should have been president. He would have been a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they look what they did. But, hey, guys, also, too, when Ron Paul went to UCLA, there were thousands of people in the trees, and mainstream media didn't even want to show that how many people came out for Ron Paul. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, but where was the mainstream media reporting on it?
Yeah, they weren't.
I mean, I saw them do an interview with Mary Wilkinson.
Right. Yeah.
And they did a couple of little sound bites and everything, but they basically did not get that on the three major networks. And after that, they kind of buried Ron Paul's campaign completely.
They did. Yeah. They won't even mention it.
Nope.
No, and this was another – yeah, I mean, I totally agree about what they did to Ron. I mean, basically, in my opinion, Ron Paul, he won the nomination and was denied access. And then this is another thing that I did complain about. When they went to Florida, that the Ron Paulers did not march into that building.
They were kept out.
They were kept out, but they could have marched, and they and some of them didn't want to make any waves, and it was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they, of course they should have, because they
totally see, that's an issue I have with the Liberty Movement and the libertarians, too, is they don't exert themselves enough.
They seem to lack the conspiratorial aspect. They think that by arguing, you know, freedom, that that's sufficient, and
no,
that they've
isn't,
done
though.
Their duty, and that there's new rules, but they have to understand down and dirty.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've interviewed several of the libertarian candidates: Adam Kokesh, Max Abramson, Vermin Supreme, who was really good, and. Their whole thing, their entire philosophy seems to be, I mean, I like the libertarians. They're all about liberty and freedom and freedom of association and open markets and all that. And I'm just like, okay, but you don't understand. These people are playing dirty ball. You guys got to get kind of in the muck to get yourselves heard, and they simply won't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like being between the forces of the Axis and Allies during World War II, and the armies are trudging, you know, back and forth through the villages. Well, you know, what are you going to do there? Stand on a soapbox and, you know, preach freedom? I mean, it's you've got to have, you know, some sense of survival. And the fact that there is an evil conspiracy, it's not just what is true also is that government gets bigger and bigger and it, you know, becomes tyrannical. In addition to that, there are damn evil people out there that, you know, are planning to create a government and to control your total life. And if you don't recognize that, it's, you know, you look how quick the party was taken over with the CFR, William Weld or whatever his name was back east and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't know CFR, I mean, if the CFR guy's going to, you know, replace you 1 year later, you haven't done enough on the conspiratorial aspect. You've got to understand that and the freedom aspect, too.
Well, did you ever see the movie Outlaw Josie Wales, that Clint Eastwood movie?
I saw it. I don't remember it, though.
Okay. Well, there was a scene in there where Josie Wales and a couple of the people that he was with had to get across this river, and there was one guy who was running the ferry. You know, it stretched across the river with a rope, and you know, you pay him, he'll ferry you across. Okay, and Josie Wales was a Southern Confederate fighting the North. And he had the Union guys on his back. So this ferry guy, he didn't care who he had to take back and forth. So he would either sing Dixie or he would sing a Union song, depending on who was coming across the boat. Right now, to me, that's like what the Libertarian Party is. And it's like, I keep trying to tell these guys, you can't appease all sides. Number one, you can't appease them. And you're never going to convince them with your argument if you're busy pissing and moaning at each other over, let's talk about free markets. Well, I have this opinion, and that opinion, and you're wrong. And they start infighting with each other every single time.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't start infighting with each other. And it's like, okay, you're going to be the ferry guy who's going to, like, keep these guys going back and forth across the river while you're busy pissing and moaning about details of your party platform.
Yeah, to need a strategy, you have to get enough freedom people And I've seen them made up of everybody, from Jews to fundamentalist Christians to libertarians to whatever. You can't, it can't, I've seen it work. You know, you normally have, some attrition, but you need to turn it over to one or two people and agree on a strategy and then follow through. And if you can get a group of 12 or 14 people, that kind of grow, swells and dissipates with growth, but you keep on that strategy, and do it deliberate, you can make a lot of progress. But if you spend all of your time, just discussing the world, that's, you might as well be in an ivory tower or, a cornfield someplace, playing pinochle or something.
Well, in my case, it would be a cornfield.
Hey, guys, let me ask you something. What is the main story maybe on Alex Jones, and what is the main story on George Webb? I'm kind of curious.
What main story?
I don't know. Did anybody possibly go on their site today and find out what they were talking about?
Nope.
Okay, just wondering.
Nobody.
Well, it's okay. Sometimes, listen, everyone's got busy lives, and sometimes, believe it or not, especially when we're doing things, so it's,
No, I've got about 25 emails I'd like to send out, but I almost don't dare because I know we're all getting killed, and some of them are good, and now I've lost track of which ones are are five-star and which ones are, three and four, so,
right.
And things keep breaking every day, so it's hard for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, just on me, though, have you noticed that, I don't know how prevalent you are on your computer on the internet, but have you noticed that your internet is getting really screwy lately?
Yes.
Mine is getting whacked, and I have a new computer, and I bought it only the only reason I got it was because it had to be compliant with some of the newer
software
and stuff that's coming out. Programming in the And it's getting really wrecked by everything. I can barely get on to stuff that I did before. The reason I got rid of my old computer because it wasn't working with the newer operating systems and all of that. And I'm now suffering the same problems I did with my old computer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Am I hitting a nerve?
Yeah, it's a little funky.
With a bunch of people or what?
Funky. It's funky. Yeah, I think you are.
But, no, I think you're dead on, Nick.
I thought something's got to be happening because I can't be shut down.
They're doing
all the
a
time.
Whole number. They're trying to get everybody on the tracing. They want to ask everybody's phone number, address, email address.
Yeah, that's not happening with me. Sorry, but my
most
they are
of,
doing that.
Now, to answer your question about George Webb, he had 14 hours ago. Today, the origins of Judy Mikovits's mouse viruses.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah, he's very good. He keeps talking
George
about
is good. Yeah. He's very good.
The Iwan.
Yeah, we had a good interview with him that one time.
He's a great guy. Great guy.
Nobody,
I mention him. He's a great guy. George Webb is a leader in research.
Very few people really are knowledgeable or want to delve into, the Imran Awan, the Pakistani spy.
No, how fast did that go away, though?
Yeah, exactly.
Nick, are they going to prosecute anybody now that's...
No
one is going to get prosecuted for the FISA report? No one?
Don't ever hold your breath that anybody in Washington, D.C. is ever going to get prosecuted for anything. I mean, you can complain about it all you want to. Everybody can bitch and moan. Everybody can know exactly what's going on. Never in a million years hold your breath at this point with this government that we have that anybody's ever going to get prosecuted. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
They're going to go through a lot of motion. Oh, yeah, that includes Donald Trump. They're never going to hold themselves accountable. Ever. Never, never pretend that any of the motions that all these congressional hearings where everybody's yelling at each other and they're doing this. It's all a big theater to me at this point.
There,
nobody's ever going to jail. The only time anybody is ever going to get held accountable is if we, the people, go to Washington, D.C., drag them out by their feet, put them in the middle of the street, and beat the living shit out of them. Because other than that, it's not going to happen.
I want to give a couple of alternate places for people to go rather than just drudge. One is called What Finger.
That's a good one. I like that one.
And you'll find stuff.
It's called What Finger? Is that correct, Gary? What Finger?
Yes. That's, yes. And, okay. And take that because you'll find stuff that have that's been driven off of other YouTubes and so forth. And then also there's a YouTube new palette that you can get information of. It's fairly new. You can tell by, you know, the number of views of stuff that's just now going up. But the way you spell it is U-G-E tube. So it's like you get tube, but only one T. U-G-E-T-T-U-B-E. And you can check through there, and you'll find stuff that is not, knocked out at least right away. So it's good for a while, but I hope this one takes and grows. But
okay.
YouTube is so vicious, and
a lot of stuff has gone on BitChute because you got to go to BitChute to find things because YouTube has taken so much off the censorship. Guys, is really talk about propaganda and talk about what has happened that in the mainstream media that the it's just beyond words. They actually don't know what truth is.
Yeah, people are going everywhere else. There's another one that just popped up called LBRY.
LBRY?
Yeah, like library without the vowels in it.
Okay, LBRY.
Somebody just started that one.
Okay.
And you know, so there's all these alternative video sites that are coming up because YouTube is starting to has censored people so bad they can't do it anymore. People are just like, you know, the hell with you.
They're censoring the president.
Yeah, no kidding.
No one's going to jail. No one's going to jail. And I'm like, oh.
Well, they can't really go to jail, but what they can be is they have to make up their mind whether they want to be a platform or a publisher. Those are two very different legal definitions of what they are. And every time they get dragged in front of Congress, they change their mind of what the definition of what they are.
Well, it was pretty clear when Google dropped their model Do No Wrong in 2015. If you go to my website, news-expose.org, and if you go under institutions, look up Eric Schmitz, and it goes into it's not going through. I see it on the face. Maybe this one's been blocked now, too. But it goes through his romances and his girlfriend that works for foreign affairs, and he's got three or four, you know, girlfriends, but one of them is the one of the editors of the Council on Foreign Relations Quarterly Foreign Affairs. So I'll have to check my website.
Oh, my God, guys. Unbelievable. By the way, check out, guys, LA Watch, Skywatch, LA Skywatch.org or .com. Is that correct, John?
It's .com now, I believe.
It's okay. LA Skywatch.com, LA Skywatch.com. Yeah. Check them out. They'll have some stuff up there.
Both ways, but I believe it's .com now.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Okay. Yeah, guys, we're just going to keep plugging away with telling people to go on and watch some of the videos. We're going to continue to dig. Next week is Deborah Tavares, www.stopthecrime.net. That's www.stopthecrime.net. I can't imagine really what she's going to say, but hopefully it'll be good. And just keep plugging away. I mean, I'm just going to keep speaking out against as much as I possibly can.
I was just sent a hyperlink for Plandemic Part 1. I don't know if you all have it, but apparently it's on BitChute again. So it's up and around, and it's
called Plandemic Part 1.
That's
yeah,
right.
that was a really good video. It got shut down by just about every mainstream media platform that would host videos. If you tried to post it on Facebook, they would tell you absolutely not.
No, I got that.
Because I tried to put it up there a couple of times, and they just went, "Nope, sorry, you're trying to post false information." And that, and then they brought it in from BitChute, used the BitChute URL, and they said, "Nope, we already know what this is. You're already closed down." Yeah, they banned it completely.
Now, okay, the note after this says. I've got a note after it says, if you can't download from BitChute, I have it and can put it on Dropbox for you. So
anyway.
I'll try to get it. And those are, you can still buy cheap DVDs and replicators or
order them. What exactly was Plandemic Part 1? What was that one? Who was in that?
Judy Mikovits.
Oh, Judy Mikovits. Okay, so that's what George Webb's talking about.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
It was good. Yeah. It's been taken off everywhere. So, which tells me that it's the
truth. Yeah, it's deadly for them.
Yeah, it's the truth. Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons I downloaded it as quick as I could and got it on my computer. And that's one thing people really need to understand is when you see these kind of videos, download them onto your computer as fast as you can because they will be taken down.
Move them into hard drive. Yeah, this is life and death now. We need to learn how to do that.
Yeah. We need to keep these records.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
I concur.
I make DVDs. I made a DVD of Judy talking about how bad the mask was. I'm passing it out everywhere.
Oh, that's great.
Terrific.
3 minutes of her saying that the masks are so bad that people are going to die from the masks.
Oh, I believe it.
The effects of the masks and all that. And I want to tell people that are listening now, take those masks off. You're being a slave. They are slowly suffocating your brain, and we can't afford people to be more dumb.
Those masks are the new collars around your neck.
Oh, I know. Okay. God.
They are.
We need to get somebody down there responsible for a P.O. box where people can send money so that we can create these DVDs, give the donor, a number of them, and get them out to the nurses and the people that are in the industry. Ban them to people
out there.
Believe me, I know some people who are in the healthcare industry, and you almost cannot convince them that what's happening is wrong. They have bought into it that much.
Yeah.
Well, I've got some relatives that are seeing empty hospitals and other people hurting, so they know about that, and they're surprised to learn that connections between Harvard and North Carolina and the Department of Defense and the fact that they were trying to gain of function with, bat virus way back in 2013 and before.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah, doctor. All you gotta do is look at the sky.
In medical school, they're not taught that. That's the way the Rockefellers have hijacked the system so bad that they're never going to be taught anything that's going to help you.
Free download, murder by injection, Eustace Mullins. Print it. Get it on your hard drive. You'll see the whole financial background of the medical industry. Murder by injection, Eustace Mullins. Gotta have
thank
it.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know.
That's a $400 book on Amazon, the hardcover, I think.
Hey, by the way, Nick, how much time do you got left?
You got about 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, guys, put as much information out there as you guys possibly want because it's needed. It's vile. Very needed.
Okay, well, we got a lot of good information tonight. If you want to see some short videos, Jongraph YouTube, please go there. I've been checking out every day, videotaping people with the masks on and asking questions and all this stuff, because I'm trying so hard to get people to take that thing off their face. It hurts me physically to see this. It fills me with anxiety. Their families have it. Their baby in the stroller is wearing this oxygen-depleting mask, and they know it. These criminals know this.
Spell out that address real slow.
John, give out your website.
John Graff YouTube, G-R-A-F, J-O-H-N, YouTube.com. That's all it is. And they're short videos, and I just watch. I bring them up daily, and I watch what people are doing, and I watch how they're acting, and these people are selling masks like insane. It's become a big, you know, commercialized business to restrict people's breathing. And they're going to go along with this stuff. And they're getting a lot of money for this. People are gathered around every mask site I see. You know, like, oh, look. You know, it's a sporting event.
Okay, just breaking. 4 minutes ago, Sam Muggsy, Facebook now won't allow riot updates or mention of Soros.
Oh, my God. Oh, gee, that's incredible, Bob. You got to say that one more time on air. One more time.
Wait a minute. The Facebook now won't allow riot updates or mention of Soros. Wonder if the U.S. military, listen to this, as of 46 hours ago, here's the riots. Louisville, Minneapolis, Atlanta, L.A., Evansville, Indiana, Columbia, South Carolina. Yep. All live riots.
Like I said, Soros is...
Yeah, George Soros.
There he is, guilty as always. Like you said, his fingerprints are all over that one.
Yeah.
Now they found his puppet master. You know, there's a puppet master. He takes some instructions from another guy, and I can't remember his name. I didn't write it down. They did a lot of research, and they saw him with Soros at many, many international conferences. I don't know. It's crazy.
We're dealing with really strange beings.
It's not going to be easy to get out of this. I mean, it's taken a long time for them to get in, and you know, we're gonna have to fight hard to get us out of it.
Well, there's a lot of breaking news. You just got to keep it up.
Yep.
It's coming in so fast. You know, Twitter's amazing. It's coming in so fast and furious.
That's the hard part.
But listen, you know, I hope everybody has a good week, and I wonder what's going to happen during this next week. We'll find out.
Yeah.
7 days.
Yeah. We'll have to all keep in touch and put things out there. Tuesdays are our health program, and then Nick Tuesday night from 7 to 9. But we'll be pounding the pavement Tuesday morning from 9 to 11 on the health show. And we'll just try to keep giving out all the best health information we can and inspire people to take off their masks, start breathing fresh air. There's going to be some major effects if people keep wearing these masks now with the heat. And then you're right. There's going to be mass problems, and they're going to go to the doctors. I feel lightheaded.